before the religious establishment. Matthew 24 verses 57-67, those who had seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter was following him at a distance as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and entered in, and sat down with the officers to see the outcome. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus, so that they might put him to death. They did not find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. But later on two came forward. 61 and said, "This man stated, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said to him, "Do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you?" But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus asterisk said to him, "You have said it yourself. Nevertheless I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, you have now heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spat in his face and beat him with their fists. And others slapped him. Jesus did not draw back. He proceeded boldly to the cross and secured our salvation. We must not draw back. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on the earth and is with us until the end. Remember, Jesus came to earth for these stated reasons, and these same reasons are our method and our calling. To testify to the truth. We are to testify to the truth. The truth is a person. Jesus said, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life." When confronted with evil, lies, perversion or deception, we are to testify to the truth, that is Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1 verse 14. Examples of what your response could be. On homosexuality, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9. We know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully. Understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, the sexually immoral, men or women who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 1 verses 8-10. On transgenderism, God makes no distinction when it comes to salvation whether you are Jew or Greek, slave nor free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, see Galatians 3 verse 28, but, God says, a woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. On abortion, God created us in his own image. Genesis 1 verse 7, children are a gift of the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Psalm 127 verses 3-4. You shall not murder. Exodus 20 verse 13. On teaching children homosexuality, transgenderism, critical race theory, sexual perversions, it would be better if a millstone were hung around the neck of someone and they were cast into the sea than that they should cause one of these little ones to sin. Luke 17 verse 2. To bring a sword. We are to bring the sword of the Word of God. It is critical that you know the Word of God. It is the sword, the Word of God, that will enable you to fight this battle. It is the full armor of God that will protect you as you engage the adversary. This takes work, discipline and endurance. For the capable, anything less is laziness, sloth and disobedience to God. To fulfill the law. We are to fulfill the same law. To call sinners. We are to call out sin and to call sinners to Christ Jesus. To save the world through Jesus. In a very real sense. This, too, is our calling, by lifting the name of Jesus, telling others and leading them to him. To cast fire and bring division upon the earth. This, too, is our calling. The Word of God is a stumbling block to those who do not believe, dividing a man against his father. And a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, Matthew 10 verses 35-36. Dear brothers and sisters, read, understand and follow the example set by Jesus in his thought, speech, action and behavior. We are not relieved of our new spiritual nature to turn the other cheek and to give to those who would take from you and to the one who begs from you. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. See Matthew 5 verses 38-48. At the same time, in balance, we are not to shrink back, for the Lord takes no pleasure in those who shrink back. See Hebrews 10 verses 38-39. We are to stand tall and stand firm in the face of evil. This is not hyperbole, nor is it philosophy nor metaphor. Now is the time to gird ourselves up with the full armor of God and follow our Lord, the King of Kings, into battle. Once again, please remember the distinction: our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness. Against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, and must be fought with spiritual armament. Someone once wisely said, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Thomas Paine, Lee Iacocca, or George S. Patton. And, depending on which one of these might have said it, it carries a different message. Jesus said similarly, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. We are called on an earthly mission and to an eternal destiny. You will either lead, follow, or be left behind. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.